It is time once again to tune into Rightly Dividing Word of Truth, and we're in lesson 16 in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And as we read down through 23 through 25, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manners of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. And his fame went throughout all of Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers disease and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. And they followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, we touched on a little bit this last week. Jesus went about teaching and preaching and what? Healing. Okay? To accompany the gospel of the kingdom is healing in all manners of sicknesses and all manners of diseases. That goes right along with the kingdom program. We read last lesson also in Isaiah chapter 33, 10 through 24, and the passages this is a description of Jesus Christ's second coming. Okay? That's what he's going to do over here. And in verse 24 in Isaiah, it talks about the kingdom and then the inhabitants, okay? In the millennium kingdom, the inhabitants cannot say, I am sick. See, that's why they had to heal to go in the kingdom. There's no sicknesses in the kingdom. What good would it be a king if there were sicknesses? What would be good as in a kingdom if you had to pay for anything? See, and we know some things about it. They sold what they had. They gave it to apostles. Because why? God will provide for them. And we found out a couple lessons ago about when you doubt God, okay, that when you don't take God at His Word, that's doubting Him. And then Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7 through 17. I really don't want to read all these. There's 10, but you can turn there. Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter 30. Let's go ahead and read it. Verse 7. Alas, for the day is great, so none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Who's that? Who will be saved out of it? The little flock, the believing remnant. For it shall come to pass, in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and I will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. David gets resurrected over here in a kingdom age and sits on his throne. Lord Jesus Christ sits on the throne for 1,000 years, and then David sits on the throne. Therefore fear thou not, O servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. This is the gathering of the nations, okay? This is ages to come passages, if you will. And Jacob shall return and shall be in rest and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee again unpunished. Verse 12. Thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. You see this? There's nothing that can heal them. They're going to die. They're afflicted. They're in pain. That's over here in times of Jacob trouble. 70th week of Daniel, if you will. Verse 15. Why criest thou in thy afflictions? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitudes of thy iniquity. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Verse 16, therefore all that thou devour thee shall be devoured, and thine adversary, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and thou that spoil thou shalt be spoiled, and all thou that prey unto thee will I give for a prey. Verse 17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because thou call thee on outcasts, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seek after. When Jesus Christ comes back, the earth and the believers in the kingdom will have good health. If you read Zechariah 14, it talks about that. Okay, so this is what's going on. So in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, because Jesus is on the earth, it is a foretaste of what is going to be like in ages to come, okay, in the future. Okay, and more importantly, this should have been a wake-up call to the nation Israel, saying that Jesus Christ is indeed the Messiah, and He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It would wake me up, hopefully. You know, I'm a Bible believer now. You know, back then, who knows what I'd have been like because I was a Gentile. But if I saw that God was dealing with the nation Israel and healing them, and I wanted to know what's right, I'd have believed that. Matthew 4, 24. 25, we read down through. And His fame went throughout all Syria. Where's Syria at, according to Jerusalem? It's up past Galilee, right? Okay, that's where Decapolis is. The cities, Damascus and all that, that's a land they called Decapolis. So His fame went out even up in that area. And the people came to Him and brought unto Him all sick people that were possessed of the devil and those which were lunatic, and what Jesus what? Healed them. Just a side note with this right quick. You see how God's Word kind of made a distinction between demon possession and lunatic? They're not the same thing. You know, we can't say that certain people out there, oh man, he's devil possessed. You know, lunatic is lunar. They're moon watchers. They're moon glazers. Okay? That's different type of people. One is like just like crazy on certain things. But demon possessed, remember back in a couple weeks ago when Satan took the Lord up on the mountain? And at that point, when Jesus was using the Word of God, He uses Deuteronomy chapter 6 through 8, and He said this, this, this. At that point, you think there's going to be a contention between the God of this world and the Lord Jesus Christ?
Nope.
Yes. They are a contention. But not when they come back, but when He's on this earth, and from that point on till when Jesus goes to the cross and He comes back, Satan's going to do everything he can against who Jesus Christ is God. And he's going to throw, in fact, the devil, the demonic beings and the devil possession stuff magnified throughout the land. You with me? Okay? And so the contention that Satan has towards God is waging. That's why the devil possessed, they're going to throw everything he can at him. And the people, verse 24, 25, the people, let me ask you this. The people was healed, was they not? Does it say all manners of sickness? People with faith was healed and people without faith was healed. Do you believe it? Okay. So let's look a couple of verses. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. I'm sure many of you have heard that he didn't get healed because he didn't have faith.
Right. Yeah.
They still have cancers because he didn't believe.
Right.
You know what I mean? And only, I will stand and say this, only God knows your heart. He knows where you're at. But that disturbs when people says that you did not have enough faith, therefore you still got sin in your life, and you're going to have a problem. Look at Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, verse 2. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask to be healed. What does it say? Ask what? For alms of them that enter the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. What's he expecting to receive?
Money.
Alms, money. Okay? And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankles, ankle bones received strength. Now, what did the man ask for? He didn't ask to be healed. So what kind of faith did this man have? Did he have the faith that Peter was going to heal them? No, he was having the faith that, hey, he's going to get some alms. Go to chapter 5. Chapter 5. Here's Peter again. Verse 15. Acts 5:15. "Insomuch that they brought forth the sick." Now, this is Peter now walking, right? "Insomuch they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also multitudes out of the city round about of Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one." Here's a shadow. Now, what kind of faith? Go to Mark chapter 6. Strong faith there. Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. Verse 3. The Lord Jesus Christ is in His own country, and His disciples followed Him. Verse 3, "Is it not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother James and Joseph and Judah and Simon, and not his sisters here with us?" And they were offended at Him. Who are they talking about here? He had brothers and sisters? Yes. Verse 4, "But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work." Now, where was he at? He was in his own country, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. "Save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folks, and he healed them. And he marveled because of their
unbelief.
And he went round about the villages teaching." So here's a group of people. Jesus Christ healed them anyway. Right. He's the king. Go back to Matthew. And it passes as the people had no faith, so only the things Jesus could do for them is what? Heal them. Think about that. They had no faith to do anything else. They didn't believe him. He had no honor in his country, so the only thing he could do is heal them. That's a powerful God, if you ask me.
None of them believe.
Look, don't let anyone today tell you the reason a person was not healed is because they had little faith. That's what I'm trying to share with you.
That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
The healers are the ones they're outside God's program today. With me?
The faith healers.
Benny Hinn.
You better watch who they claim in healing, and remember there's a counterfeit out there. You know who the counterfeit is in God's word?
Benny.
Okay, that's my middle name. Once again, the Lord is preparing and giving the kingdom saints a taste of the kingdom, and now he goes up on the mountain. Okay? This is to simplify his authority. Go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. He's preparing everybody in that kingdom. Okay? to go and get into chapter 5. And what is chapter 5 known as?
Sermon on the Mount.
Sermon on the Mount, okay? And you get the constitution of the kingdom there, which is the what? What they call the Beatitudes. Okay, the Beatitudes is the blessings. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Verse 2. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying. And the passage of the Sermon on the Mount is a type and foretaste of what the kingdom and the kingdom, King Jesus Christ is going to do on the throne. Okay, now you're going to see he's walked up on a mountain. He's up on an authority figure. He's high above everybody. And down through the passage is a description of what the kingdom life is going to be like for the kingdom saints. Not the body of Christ, but the kingdom saints. Let me share this with you. The ethics and spiritual contents of Matthew chapter 5, okay, and you compare, can be very similar in comparison to Romans chapter 12. Because Romans chapter 12, is a dispensational issue, but you know what Romans chapter 12 addresses? Chapter 5 is going to address kingdom saints, correct? Chapter 12 of Romans is addressed the body of Christ for the Christian life and service. And it must be discerned with a spiritual ethic. You with me? You have a Christian life and service that you can find in Romans chapter 12. What do we talk about? Romans is a book of what? Doctrine. First five chapters, justification. Chapter 6, 7, 8 is sanctification. Chapter 9, 10, 11 is dispensation. And chapter 12 through 16 is application. How you can apply what you learned through chapters 1 through 11 to be a servant of God in the dispensation of grace. It is not Matthew chapter 5. Okay? Go to verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed means happiness beyond circumstances. Man, you're blessed. You know, I am fully blessed. I have all spiritual blessings in where? Christ Jesus. Okay? And it's based on something real. It's not allegorical. It's not, it's literal. It's something real. It's substance. All the blessed are from chapter 5, verse 3, all the way over to verse 11, is referred as the Beatitudes, meaning the blessed ones. Blessed are the poor in what? Verse 3. In spirit. The people that know their own spiritual need, the meekness, the humility, not one of pride, but low and humbleness. Go to Psalms chapter 34. Psalms 34. Lord Jesus Christ, when he gives them this constitution, if you will, he's lining those people up of who they are. It's just not poor and, I don't have 50 cents in my pocket. It's poor because they're spiritual poor. He's going to provide everything for them in the kingdom. When I say them, I'm talking about the Israel. They're going to inherit the earth. Psalms 34, verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of broken heart, and save such as be a contrite spirit. Isaiah 66. Psalms, Proverbs, Isaiah. Isaiah 66, verse 2. Isaiah 66, verse 2. For all those things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of contrite spirit and troubled trembleth at my word. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11. Verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. That's blessed are the poor, and what does it say? In spirit. That's where their spirit at. They're hungry. They're low. They're meek. Matthew 5, 4. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Now think about mourning, and you think about people dying and people losing kids, and some mourn over animals and, you know, things like that. They mourn. But think about this. A specific type of mourning is what Lord Jesus Christ is referring to. Okay? In Matthew 24, verse 30. We're going to look at some verses here. Matthew chapter 24, verse 30. Matthew 24, verse 30. And then shall appear a sign. And by the way, verses 29 through 31, a lot of people says it's the catching away of the body of Christ. It's going to go through that tribulation period, but that's an error. It has nothing to do with the catching away, which we call the rapture event. But 24:30 says, and then shall appear the Son of Man, the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth, what? Mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That's a mourning that they're being burdened with down here. And they're going to see the tribes of the earth are going to mourn because he's coming down to them and going to take care of them down there. And it's not a good thing. Go to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1 and get Zechariah chapter 12. Revelation 1 and Zechariah 12. Revelation 1. Zechariah 12. Revelation 1. Revelation 1 verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Would that not be a mourning? Blessed are the ones. They're going to mourn. Look at Zechariah chapter 12. Zechariah chapter 12. And it shall come to pass, verse 9, and it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nation that come against Israel, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one that mourneth for his only son, and shall be bitterness for him for as one that is bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall that be a great mourning in Jerusalem as the mourning of Hadidadrinum in the valley of Midigan, and the land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart. You know, I looked at that verse last night. Remember we looked at the genealogy of Jesus Christ? There's David, and where did Mary come from? Nathan. And they sit up like this. So all the genealogy down through is going to mourn. Verse 13, the family of the house of Levi apart. That's the who kept the law. And the family of, Shimeah? Apart. You got to find out this guy, do a reference on him. Man, he was going after David and cursing David. And David said, I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to let you live. And he changed his heart and started serving David. See, there's the wicked part of people. And all the families that remain, every family apart and their wives apart. This mourning is a national mourning of Israel. Okay? At the second coming of Jesus Christ, because they had first rejected Christ. You with me? You know, they're like, oh, we pierced Him. We rejected Him. Mourning. Blessed are those that mourn. Isaiah 40. Verse 1 and 2. Look at the comfort. Look at this. Comfort ye. Isaiah 40, verse 1 and 2. Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her welfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Now this right here takes part of the second part of Matthew when we get to it. Okay? He's no longer the king and he's going to the cross. Go to Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 11. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing into Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. And I am he that comfort you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass? Isaiah 61. This verse sounds familiar with you. Verse 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that they might be glorified. So when he comes back over here, he's going to take care of that mourning for them. Blessed are the ones that mourn. Go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That's not Jehovah's. Okay? Meek does not mean what? Weakness. Okay? But meek means you can patiently bear the insults and rejections that come your way. Did not the Lord Jesus Christ prime example on this earth, did He not? He rejected it. And ones that are not puffed up. Peace under pressure. They will inherit the earth. Means they is who?
Israel.
Will get the earthly kingdom. Go to Zephaniah chapter 2. Not Zechariah, but Zephaniah. After and get Psalms 37. Yes, in Psalms 37. Zephaniah 2, verses 1 through 3. Gather yourself together, yea, gather together, O nation, not despair. Desire. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which he hath wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. See that meek? He's telling them, be patient. Bear the insults, which they're going to, right? Psalms chapter 37. Psalms chapter 37, verse 11. Similar to what we just read. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. So that they will inherit the earth. They is Israel over here. They're going to be patient. They're going to wait on the Lord. God's going to provide for them, that little remnant. Let's go to one more verse, Matthew chapter 5, and get Isaiah chapter, on your way to Matthew, get Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26. And Matthew 5. Matthew 5, 6. 5, 3, we looked at, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. 5. Blessed are the meek. 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Isaiah 26, verse 8 and 9. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, and to remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when the judgments are in the earth, and the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Christ is their righteousness. Okay, we put on the breastplate of what? In the body of Christ, to fight the warfare that's going on around us, we put on the breastplate of righteousness. Isaiah talks about Jesus Christ is the breastplate of righteousness. And back in times past, Israel, when they put the stuff on, they had a breastplate of righteousness. Okay? Jesus Christ is that breastplate of righteousness. He desires from their soul, their heart, their spirit, that craves after righteousness, which that Christ will bring. And verse 7, blessed are the merciful, back in Matthew, blessed are the merciful who show mercy, and mercy will be shown to you. And Matthew chapter 7, verse 11 says, therefore, with all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Any questions or comments? Until next week.